Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh, man, what a day. Welcome to your Friday. Welcome to your weekend. We are Klein Alley Show. It's after 9 o'clock, which means we're in the home stretch. And we will end it all with the anthem to all things weekend fun and festivities, the weekend song. You got Kings playoff hockey, Lakers playoff basketball, Dodgers playing, Pizza City Fest going on this weekend. And in the not-too-distant future at Dodger Stadium, My Chemical Romance. We got the final pair of tickets, put you in the pit, and we're going to give them away to someone in just a moment. But it's nice to hear, Allie, when we say things on the show. Usually people will say, what you said was wrong. People love correcting us. That was wrong. That was stupid. That was wrong. Incorrect there.
Don't I know it?
One person, finally, in the history of this show, was able to correctly say that something we said on the show was actually accurate.
Just calling to let you guys know. You guys are kind of like my wife. You guys get on my nerves all day. But I drink a couple of beers. You guys are funny as hell.
That is not the right
That's
message.
That's not accurate.
I played the wrong message. What an idiot I
you
am.
You did?
Whoops. Thank you for that call, sir. Here's the
we
message.
We are firing on all cylinders
Here's the
today.
Message I was going to play.
Hey, guys. So I was out of the country for 2 weeks, and the only thing that kept me sane for the 15-hour flights were the podcasts. It was tough not listening to the podcasts because I wanted to save them for the flights. I actually just landed last night and wanted to confirm the clickbait story about the decaf coffee judgment. So the person in my row ordered decaf, and the rest of us in the row were pretty much disgusted. Even the flight attendant was confused with what he wanted.
So that's something we pointed out earlier this week on Clickbait, is that it is the one drink that will get you side-eye from everyone on the flight if you order the decaf coffee.
Yes, because why would you order coffee for the flavor of coffee on an airplane?
It's just not happening. So this guy confirmed that that absolutely is true in real life. So thank you for that, sir, and congratulations. Welcome back, and thanks for bringing us with you on your trip. 15-hour flight. All right, let's go ahead and make someone's day instantly better. This will probably be the highlight of their weekend at the very least, hopefully their life. And we say good morning to caller 20, which puts us on Kristen. Is that you?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Guess what?
What?
My Chem, Dodger Stadium, in the pit. You will be there.
Thank you so much.
So
you are
scary.
Very
time
welcome. I know. Every time Jake says that, I like no longer like, want to give this prize away. You are the last person to win tickets from us, at least right now. So congratulations and enjoy that
Yay.
Show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hold on 1 second. Coming up this hour on the show, lots to get into. We talked about negotiating with children and how that is the kiss of death for having kids. They will always win negotiations. I have some actual audio to play for you. And more coming up after this hype song from the great Eminem, K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Earlier this week, Allie discovered, or at least reported in the news, that people are choosing to not have kids, which is why potentially the government has started this policy where moms may get medals, the badge of honor, if they have more than 6 kids. We talked about it yesterday, met a bunch of listeners that have multiple 5, 6, 7, 21 children in their family.
Yeah, they were also, the government was pitching baby bonuses, $5,000.
$5,000 baby bonuses. And we found out that one of the many reasons people don't want to have kids, in addition to the fact that they're expensive and sticky and everything, is that, man, when they start negotiating about snacks and desserts and treats, and it's almost impossible. It really wears you down. And I'm not a great negotiator. We've gone over that. You guys asked me to roll audio in my house during a negotiation, an active live negotiation. So I will play for you some of this right now. This happened last night. There's a little bit of chaos going on here, but it involved one of the kids wanting a dessert after dinner, which is an ongoing battle that seems to
What's
never end.
What's wrong with dessert after dinner?
there's nothing wrong with it in theory, but the kids will, everything goes into, did I eat enough for dessert? I look at their plate, there's half a bite eaten out of one thing. And I'm like, no, no, you didn't eat anything.
Right. Okay.
How much do I have to eat? 5 bites, 3 bites, 2 bites. It's a whole, everything's, it's like a hostage negotiation every mealtime. So anyway, this is how that sounded.
What are you saying?
I want a Sees lollipop.
She wants a Sees lollipop. I know you can't really hear that.
Jesus.
She sounds like she's.
Is she drunk? What is she having after dinner?
I think she, her dinner last night was a 40 of Molbecker, I should
call her. Sees lollipop.
She's trying to get a Sees lollipop. She wanted a Sees lollipop.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You want a Sees lollipop?
If you need me to translate it, if you're sober right now.
Sees lollipop.
She's trying to get a Sees lollipop. Who hasn't been drunk and said that before, right? Come on, let's be honest.
Why are you asking?
Why do you think you get a Sees lollipop?
Because mommy said
a car. Mommy said what?
A car.
Oh, it's a dollar bill.
I should point out, Jerry the dog grabbed a dollar bill and ran off with it. So I got to deal with this problem now as well.
The dog's eating a dollar bill in the background.
Jerry's eating a dollar bill. Guys.
Guys.
Oh, my God. Jerry, drop it.
First, still with dollar.
Simmit.
He thinks he's rich.
He ate half of the dollar.
Dog ate half a dollar. So I'm already down half a dollar on this stupid thing.
The ways you managed to lose money, astounding.
The dog grabbed a dollar bill.
You're losing money by doing nothing.
I was trying to explain before this whole thing started the value of, I was trying to be a parent like Omar would do. Yes. And I said, I want to show you guys the value of a dollar. I was trying to explain to them.
And the dog is showing you exactly
and
what
that
is. And
then the dog ate the dollar. I was trying to get them to want to start doing some like chores around the house to earn a dollar. And I think
that ship has sailed, man.
Oh, yeah. I completely blew it. And then the dog ate the dollar, and and then the lollipop involved.
All right.
And then she's yelling, the dog's rich. The dog's rich. That's what she's yelling in the background. I mean, this is the whole
thing. She only knew inflation. That dog is not rich.
Now he's got to poop out money.
That's hilarious.
So this is where I'm at now. This is the negotiation's not going great.
The dollar on the floor. Which one of you girls was that?
Dad, can I get a Sees lollipop?
Do you have a dollar?
What?
Do you want to buy a Sees lollipop for a dollar?
So I said that because I knew she no longer had a dollar because she was irresponsible with it and left it on the floor.
This is so complicated for a six-year-old.
Well, you're right. In theory, it was good.
Do you have a dollar? No, you don't, because you threw it on the ground and now the dog ate
it. But I didn't realize that she did have a dollar because they had done a lemonade stand recently and she shows me then another dollar and now I get screwed in my own negotiation.
Yeah, I'll buy it for you.
You're going to buy it for me for a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your dollar?
I'll buy a dessert for you for a dollar.
Aww.
Such a waste of money, guys. Do you have any idea?
No, they both come up with a dollar now.
And now you're shaming
their
decision.
And now I'm like, God damn it.
This is a waste of money.
What a waste of money and a waste of... this lesson is completely backfired on
Klein,
me.
Terrible investment on your part.
I gave you one. Now we guess she's lying.
Yeah, that's both of ours. That's from the lemonade stand.
I'm a box to you.
So now she's just saying she busted me in this negotiation and won again.
Oh.
So that's
you know what, though, Klein? You just found...
She busted me.
You just found a great way to make money.
Charge my kids for candy?
Yeah, buy candy and then charge them money.
Jesus roasted me.
And we just roasted you, she said to me. The whole thing.
Not only did they beat you at your own game, they made fun of you
made
for
fun
it.
Of me.
And in front of your wife.
You say we need a dog, you say we don't need a dog.
Why are you going to... what are you doing with that chair? No, no, no.
What is she doing with the chair?
The whole
thing.
She
going to hit you with it?
And now the whole... And now my wife...
And now the WWE slam.
And now my wife walks into this and sees them both with lollipops and she's not happy.
And
now.
A dog eating money.
Yeah, so she goes, Kevin, I'm at fault.
Well, these are all lollipops.
You can have one lick.
So I try... Okay,
one lick?
I'm trying to win the negotiation back, Allie.
Boys know your dumb jokes.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Boys know your dumb jokes?
We always know your dumb jokes.
What?
Yeah, there was nothing, but I gave you $1.
So then that's it.
She is bossing you around.
So that's it. I lost that negotiation. So point kids in that one.
I would love to know by the end of the week how many points the kids have.
They're right now somehow up money and lollipops at this point.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We're about to get the hell out of here. We got to get Jake in here, though, for the weekly weigh-in. It's weigh day for Jake, which means let's find out how he's doing. He was north of 200 pounds when we started this weight loss journey.
I caught him inspecting the scale early this morning when I got in.
What do you mean, inspecting the scale?
I don't know. He was, like, looking underneath it, on top of it. You were doing, like, something weird with the scale, Jake.
Probably looking for crumbs that fell off him while he was weighing himself. hold on. Say what? Get on that mic. What's that, Jake? Wrong mic. That mic never works, remember.
It was on the wrong setting.
The scale was on the wrong setting?
Yeah, it was on some weird, I don't even know what it was.
European style? Like it was kilograms or something?
No, it's kilograms was second, and then it got to pounds. I forget what it was on at first. I've never seen anything like it.
Like stone? Like in
prison? Yeah, Jake has very old scales. He found this scale in someone's yard one day walking around. So this scale is not... Jake, where were you last week on this weight loss journey you're doing? And by the way, when I bring you in here, it's not just because we want to see how much you weigh. You're supposed to mention your, you know...
Oh, the good folks at LaSara.com.
Thank you. I always forget his plug.
But like this is LaSara.com.
Well, you shouldn't have to remember.
No, I shouldn't, but I like try to set Jake up for this. I'm like, Jake, you look great.
And he's like, yeah, time for the weigh-in.
Thanks to no one. It mentioned the place because that's why we're doing it.
You asked about the scale. I was trying to explain the scale.
All right, who cares? We're here to do this bit to keep sales happy. So what are we doing?
I'm stepping on the scale.
For who?
LaSara.com.
That's right. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Pulling teeth around here. All right, let's get to it. Jake's making his way over to the scale. Last week, he weighed, I don't know, 280-something. He's down a ton since he started this thing, which is incredible. And he looks better. He was looking real sloppy and fat.
It would also be great if we knew the weigh-ins.
Yeah, that would also be helpful. But we don't know anything, so we're just sitting here rambling until...
Really?
Jake, are you kidding me?
Are you under 180 now?
He is very close, Allie. 181.
Whoa.
0.2, which means if you think about
that
it,
crazy.
He lost like 5 pounds in a week.
That's incredible.
No, I was at 184 or something.
Well, regardless, we're trying to don't get caught up in the goddamn detail.
I didn't know that much.
Thanks, LaSara.com.
You are terrible at this.
Why is LaSara sponsoring you in any way, shape, or form?
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I know, but Allie's saying you look great. You lost like 5 pounds. No, I didn't.
No, it was 3.
LaSara did nothing for me.
Just say yes. It's been great. I love LaSara.
Yes, it's been great. I love LaSara.
Well, you look good. The proof is in the pudding, which Jake can no longer eat. But look at him. He looks great.
Thank you.
Thanks. There he goes. The great Jake. He's quite a pitch man, that Jake.
Boob job pending.
All right. Yeah, I don't think that company's going to offer you a boob job anymore based on that plug-in. My God. I mean, Omar, you've been in radio a long time.
Yes, sir.
Am I not trying to set this guy up to succeed with this thing he's
doing?
You are
pulling teeth, sir, is what you're doing.
Pulling goddamn teeth. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring Jake and get the scale out. I'm not losing that much. Not really working.
LaSara.
Just lobbing softballs up there.
LaSara.com. That's Jake. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, LaSara. Thank you, LaSara. Whatever you're doing to Jake,
and
it's working.
And now here's an innocuous rain.
Unbelievable.
Right, and also, you guys have to remember about the plug, because Jake doesn't even
remember. He doesn't remember.
Yeah. I know.
He doesn't have his weights.
We're not getting paid to say LaSara.
I'm getting paid $0 for any of this crap. I'm trying to set up Jake for a big success.
We're trying to help Jake and help, you know, the station and everyone.
Allie's even giving him comments. Oh, wow, that's like 5 pounds. No, it's not.
Hey, what sound like?
It is, Jake. Oh, Christ. We need the weekend.
God, you're angry when you're skinny.
More than ever. Let's bring back fat, funny Jake. I can't wait till we get a weight gain company to jump on board next time.
Yes.
Help Jake gain all this weight back.
LaSara.com.
Oh, my God. Cool.
All right. Let's do some takeaways.
Go to LaSara.com. Pound and cheeseburger.
He'll ruin that as well, I'm sure. Takeaways from today's show, and then let's get your weekend song and officially get out.
Goodness.
Hey, thank you, by the way. In all seriousness, thank you to everyone who helped us crush that 100K on K-Rock subscribers. Stick around. Don't unsubscribe, because Allie's going to be posting this weekend her big granny panty haul video. Very exciting
stuff. Sure will. Okay, 408, my takeaway is if you're betting on the next Pope, put your money on Old White Guy.
Old White Guy for the win. Come on, baby.
562, my takeaway is Omar knows plenty of D words.
Lots of them. He used them all before 6:30 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, listen to that if you missed it. Drama. 818, my takeaway is Kevin Ryder is K-Rock's chicken tender.
Yeah, we took him away 5 years until you craved him, and we brought him right back, put him on the menu, and we're serving him up every afternoon with three sauces of your choice.
And 626, my takeaway is pay your tickets or something will happen.
Something could happen to my car at some point. What's your takeaway from today's show, Allie?
My takeaway is I'm going to preheat myself a mean casserole tonight.
Got to preheat. It's the best setting to cook on, according to John. If you missed that, check out the complete podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We recommend Odyssey app, but really anywhere is fine with us as long as you listen to this show, Klein Alley Show. What's your takeaway, Omar?
My takeaway is that Jake's man boobs run in the family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Many generations. Jake's great-great-great-grandfather rode
giant
his...
giant legendary jugs.
Just floated here on us.
floated here from the motherland on his cleavage.
He kept the...
All a bunch of immigrants rode on Jake's family's breasts all the way here. And Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, the DNA of a boat is gambling.
That's right, the DNA. We'll see you back here Monday. Vanessa will be back. We'll be drinking tequila Monday morning. Also, I think we have some good stuff to give you. I forget what it is now. No one wrote it down, but we have some good giveaways.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa's supposed to tell us that.
Good giveaways next week as well, I'm sure. And anyway, if you need us over the weekend, find us on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT. Here's your official anthem to the weekend. Crank it, volume up, windows down. Here we go, weekend.
Are we having fun yet?
Hey.
You have to do it more.
Come on.
Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where it's at. It's Sunday, sleeping in. Eating brunch.
Good times, hitting women. I love it.
Disabled can be punks, too. Show me dildo.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend?
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
Oh, what was I gonna do?
Okay, bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.